Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good
help
can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and international
host. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
I love drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink. If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck. All your stories end the same way with, and then I got home. No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises. Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, why don't you drink? And they go, I don't like the taste of it. Nobody does! No one likes the taste of it. We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish. We drink because life's shit, and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day. Now... I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it? I've decided I'm going to punch people in the head if they say the next sentence. I encourage you to do the same because they think they're better than you. Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that cunt in the head till your hand breaks. Just, really? Well, I'm angry on alcohol. Now drive me home.
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trade 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
All right, let me get on up in here. Of course, this is Christmas time, Christmas motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good day to die.
Oh, well, yeah. That.
Fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Timmy!
Good morning, people.
And literally, top of the morning to you.
You sound soft on us.
Good morning, people.
Cool boy, bitch. You sound like a gay.
Oh, sorry. Top of the morning to you. Yeah. This is Tuesday, too early for Tuesday, people. We is up in the building. Shouts out to the international folks hanging up in here. We got Singapore, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Alexander 84 up in here. Newcomer, Mr. Dino Dean. Shouts out to you, Mrs. Heavenly Angel, representing Washington, kicking y'all in the side of your head. And, of course, Mr. Sayonai, representing the Netherlands. The Netherlands.
Did you all wait to beat me up?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you beat up, you are beating up, my brother. I got two.
Don't beat me up, yeah.
What happened? There. Need that.
I got a nice raspy voice today, so.
Yeah, I mean, how you feeling? Are you shoulder recovering? What's up?
Yeah, I did something what I rarely do. I slept in the afternoon.
Oh. Yeah, need that rest, people. One thing about it, you got to have rest when you know what I'm saying? When that cold start to hit you, you got to have rest. If you don't, you know, that's the first thing that'll shut you down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do that. I got, of course, you know, this is, what my goddamn Christmas music at? Of course, it's Christmas time. You know, a lot of people out there celebrating, ready to waste money that they ain't got. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this show today strictly for all the people that want to call in and give out your Christmas list. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of those people that celebrate Christmas or some kind of holiday this holiday, yeah, call in and voice your opinion. If you don't celebrate, you know what I'm saying, call in and tell us what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, for the up-and-coming Christmas holidays. All right, now, let me ask you something. Do y'all celebrate Christmas in the Netherlands?
They celebrate Christmas. I don't really celebrate Christmas, but some people do.
I mean, the country itself, though.
In general, yes, they do. But in the Netherlands, they got a similar gift party at December 5th. It's called the St. Nicholas party. So what most people do in the Netherlands is they don't have gifts with Christmas. They just go to dinner, have a tree up, religious people go to church, all that shit.
Didn't the Netherlands start St. Nicholas, Santa Claus?
I don't think so. I got to look that up.
I believe they are the ones that started up St. Nicholas.
All right, let's see here. St. Nicholas.
But he did a whole lot better than Santa Claus, I'll tell you that. Santa Claus is up in the fucking North Pole where it's icy, icy, icy cold. And St. Nicholas heads over to Spain for the summer. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So you already know. Yeah. Let's see, St. Nicholas, also called Nicholas of Myra, was a saint and Greek bishop of Myra, which is Dimre in Lycia, part of modern-day Turkey. Because of many miracles attributed to his intercession, he is also known as Nikolaos the Wonderworker. He had a reputation for secret gift-giving, such as putting coins in the shoes of those who left them out for him, and thus became the model for Santa Claus, whose modern name comes from Dutch, Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas. His reputation evolved among the faithful, as is common for early Christian saints, and in 1087, his relics were furtively translated to Bari, in southern eastern Italy. For this reason, he is also known as Nicolaos of Bari. His feast day is December 6th. And the historical St. Nicholas is remembered and revered among Catholic and Orthodox Christians. He is also honored by various Anglican and Lutheran churches. St. Nicholas is the patron saint of sailors, merchants, blah, 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 squaw, 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 blah, squaw, 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 squaw. Right.
I agree on you on that last bit. Totally.
Fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Where's the goddamn Santa Claus story at? Where's the fucking lies that our parents told us?
When he
said
ho, ho,
what goddamn...
ho, what does it really mean?
Oh, exactly.
Ho,
you know,
ho,
man?
Ho.
Was Santa Claus really a pimp? You know what I'm saying? I think he was really
Santa?
A pimp. Ho, back in the day. Ho, ho's. All my ho ho ho's.
Ho ho ho, baby.
Make my toys, bitches. You know what I'm saying? Make my toys. Yeah,
well,
you know, Santa Claus had his elves working butt naked in the factory. You know what I'm saying? One shirt on. You make sure he ain't, yeah, you know,
that
make sure
be,
they don't steal his shit. You know what I'm saying?
When St. Nicholas comes and you're a bad kid, he puts you in a bag and he takes you back to Spain. Oh, what a punishment.
You know what I'm
saying?
I'm taking you back to the beach. That is your punishment. You will bathe in the sun for 30 days and nights. Damn. What a world. What a world.
Punish me every year.
Take me away.
What a world. So, I mean, so do y'all do Christmas parades or festivals, anything like that?
Parades? How do you mean?
Okay, y'all don't have like the fake floats and all that shit, and they parade them down the street.
No, we got nothing like that. We got Christmas markets and all kinds of events, and stores are open the second Christmas day. I don't know whatever you like. I'm sure you can find the parade somewhere.
Huh. Well, there you go, people. Yes, we're not going to goddamn Netherlands. Y'all suck on Christmas time. Looking for people that's partying and getting shit-faced.
Hey, I'm really glad we got Arabic people living in the Netherlands. If you're hungry, you don't want to cook Christmas dinner, you can always order in because their stores are always open.
Yeah. That's down here too. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta love it.
And any store. At any store, BP never closes. Like any of the BPs or any of the little mom and pop stores that are ran by, you know, Indian or Arabian people. In Singapore, it's just shopping, more shopping. That sounds like fuck ass America, man. You know, too much goddamn shopping, people. Get back to the motherfucking, you know, creativity of what Christmas used to be when you used to sit down and make goddamn macaroni necklaces and, you know, little silly, stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? But it actually has some meaning to it. Nowadays, people go out and lose their goddamn mind trying to buy the so-called best gift, you know what I'm saying, which is a cheap piece of crap, you know what I'm saying, that normally gets towed up within the first week, you know what I'm saying? And that just kills me how parents...
The best gift is love.
Yeah, well, it kills me how parents go out their way and spend, you know, $200-$300 on a child, like a five-year-old or a six-year-old. Like, what? Your goddamn bills ain't even fucking up. If your motherfucking bills ain't paid up, people, I don't think motherfucking buying kids toys or a gift for anybody is, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's pertinent. I don't think that's very important at this time of season. You know what I'm saying? So people should understand that, you know?
I'm glad I don't have to buy any presents this month because I'm broke.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't stress. Last year, motherfuckers knew shit hit the fan for me, and I didn't buy. Well, I don't even do the Christmas thing. I kind of got, when I turned 30, I just got out the notion of Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Now, I do get into the spirit of, you know, let's all come together as a family. But see, they don't preach that no more. They don't advertise that no more. You know what I'm saying? When you look at TV, which, you know, I don't even look at TV, you know what I'm saying? But when I used to look at it, the last things that I seen was Coca-Cola commercials, you know what I'm saying, with Santa Claus, or The Gap, which that shows you how long I've been watching TV, fucking The Gap.
Fucking The Gap?
Yeah, the one there, fucking that, man. But I'm just saying, man, they advertise, you know, Santa Claus as a fashion statement nowadays, or, you know what I'm saying, like he's cool, or be like Santa, some dumb shit. But they don't, you know, there's no family values there. You know, they don't say, you know, home is where the heart is. Come home for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And family, you know, get together. None of that shit, you know? It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, you got a birthday coming up here soon, Cyanide. Maybe you get some cash flow then.
No, I don't get...
There you go.
I don't get cash flow because I don't do birthdays and shit.
Who the hell is Susie Orman?
But you don't age every year, huh?
Who the fuck that is?
No, but that's because all my other friends are, their birthdays are within a month. So we had to buy that guy a present, that guy a present, that guy a present, and 2 weeks later it was the other way around and you had to do it all over again. So we said, no more presents.
And then there's
Christmas. Right.
Right.
Who the hell
the
is this? Fucking Susie Orman. Who the hell is this chick?
Susie Orman is all about the money, baby. Saving it and not
see
spending.
What you say. Take power. Take charge of your finances.
That's right.
Fucking pump us up, baby. Yeah, she's cute, too. She got your eyes, Angel. I tell you, God. I see you. A nice facelift going on and everything, y'all, man. I see you, girl. Little Miss Claire off. See where your money going to. Right. Hell no, I don't know what the hell Susie Orman is. People, listen. I don't watch TV. Okay, so I don't keep up with the current events through television. You know, unless y'all regurgitating it, you know, to me. But other than that, no, I don't watch online television. I don't watch shit that's got to do with telling lies through a vision.
You just do the nutty news.
That's it. You know, I bring it to you the way I see it.
That's news in town.
I got to bring it to you the way I motherfucking see it, you know. What the hell I had some Christmas, all my Christmas music went to. Let me tell y'all one fucked up thing, and you might not want to ever do this. My entire history has been erased because I uploaded all my videos and all my pictures from the past 6 years onto goddamn zshare.net, and because you don't download shit within 60 days, they erase all your files.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah, my past 6 years of video recording and pictures has all been down the tube.
Yeah, but Vi
Finite, can't
that,
you retrieve that for him?
No.
I already contacted the people. There ain't nobody hitting me back on the
shit,
email.
Shit valuable like that, never store that like that on the internet. Get a network storage system, a USB disk or something. And keep
or something like that, yeah.
Backups.
And at the time, I was just, you know, strapped for cash, and I needed to, my damn computer was about to crash. It had too much shit on it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll back everything up real quick and then, you know, come back a couple days later and then take everything back off, you know what I'm saying? And then I planned on getting the terabyte drive and then, you know, re-download everything and put it on the terabyte drive. But that didn't happen.
You shouldn't put your computer in the toilet.
Yeah, might as well. So I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucked up.
Videos on YouTube, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, stuff like that. I still, you know what I'm saying, I got, you know, videos, but I'm saying, like, you know, my personal shit, my family reunions and all that kind of shit since 2004. I'm talking about 6 years worth of video. Yeah, people.
Wow.
I got over probably 100 gigs worth of fucking video gone. Pictures gone. Music gone. You know, gone. Fuck it.
Life gone. On it.
Fuck it. But hey, just as easy as I did that, the goddamn government and erase your ass too, so you better learn how to live with it. You know what I'm saying? And learn how to goddamn rebuild and keep it moving. That's what I do. You know? I came back home in the military, you know, got into some stupid trouble and shit, and ended up going to jail. All my shit in storage, my entire 3 years of military history is gone. Within 30 days, because as I got out, they had done let my fucking storage go. So all my military pass gone. Only thing I got is a goddamn
did it
jacket.
Did they ship it to you?
No, hell no. Down here when they close your storage, they sell all your shit. They either throw it away or they give it to the people at the stores, and then they sell the rest of the shit. But you don't get none of it, and you don't get no chance to come back and claim your shit. They don't send you no letter saying, hey, we about to sell your shit. They just, that's it. You know, sell your shit. So, it's all good. I need to find it now. One thing about me, people, I don't hold on to nothing in life. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in life but life itself. You know, ain't nothing else important. Everything else is tangible. They can all be motherfucking replaced or relived over again. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's what we do. And since I'm getting all sentimental, I guess I'll get into a song. There we go, people. Coming back, I'm looking for some damn Christmas music.
That's fine.
Oh, hold on. Right here live on Record of Game Radio. Too early for Tuesday. Call in 347-237-5125. If you want to share your holiday Christmas list or Christmas wish list, anything, today is your day. Call on in. Have no way. Yeah.
Let your free. I will always stand by your side through bad or good times. I'll always say you're a friend of mine. I want you to know your friendship means so much to me.
Ago, I was performing in the Amsterdam Hilton. Now, in the basement of the Amsterdam Hilton, they have a comedy club. 2 years ago, I was performing in the Amsterdam Hilton.
Now, in the basement of the Amsterdam Hilton, they have a comedy club, and I was there for 2 weeks. I had 2 days off in my 2 weeks, and I found out in the outskirts of Amsterdam, there's a great big place called the Porn Warehouse, which is like a great big Asda. So on my day off, I thought, fuck Anne Frank's place. And I went out to the Porn Warehouse. And when I go shopping at Asda, I take a little plastic basket with me. Porn Warehouse took a trolley. Still had the kid's seat, which I thought was weird. Now, I'm loading my trolley full of every bit of porno paraphernalia I can get. I get up towards the till and there's a massive wall covered in dildos. Now, if you're with your mates, what would you do? Sword fight. But I was by myself, so I just reacted a scene from Star Wars, like, Luke, I'm your father, and just looked like a bit of a loon. Now, there's a smaller wall, but just as impressive, covered in rubber vibrating vaginas. Now, whenever you're with your mates and you see one of those, you go, who the fuck would use one of those, eh? But there's always a bit of your brain that goes, wouldn't mind trying that just once. So I got myself the Jenna Jamison rubber vibrating vagina. On the side of the box it said, vibrate so as to give realistic sensation. Realistic if you're fucking a chick with Parkinson's, but not realistic in a full sense. Now I've gone back to my hotel and decided if I'm going to do this wank, it's going to be the wank. It's going to be the wank that when I've got dementia, I'll be sitting in a nursing home going, oh, fuck the rubber coat. So I got me porn mags and laid them down one side of the bed. I put porn on the telly, I got the rubber cut out, and had a vibrating egg that went in the end with a cord or remote control. I lubed up me cock, and I proceeded to fuck it. Now, it felt okay, but I couldn't really enjoy myself because the only thought going through me head was, if you die right now... This is how they'll tell your mum they found you. Now, as I've mentioned, I don't have a big cock or nothing. I think the rubber cunt was faulty, but as I'm fucking it, the latex on the top just sort of tears and the egg falls out the end, and I'm pretty upset because it's not like I can take it back to the shop. Slap it on the counter and go, look at that. I bought that an hour ago. Went home and fucked it. Now that cunt's broken. Now I still had a lot of lube, still had a lot of porn, still had a vibrating egg. So I did what anyone in this room would do. I lubed that egg up and shoved it up my ass. Now sitting up against a gland called the prostate gland, the male G-spot, it felt terrific. I was enjoying myself so much I was already thinking of other things to shove up my ass once I got back to England. I slapped me cock a couple of times and I jizzed all over me chest, and now I've got jizz all over me chest, lube all over me cock, egg hanging out me ass, broken cunt in the corner. I gotta tell you, I've looked better. Now, you know that bit of pain that goes through your soul after you've had a wank and you got a bit of cum on your hand and you go, what did you do that for? You're a grown man. Well, I still had an egg hanging out of my arse. Safe to say I wanted to kill myself, so I start slapping the porn off the bed, I turn the porn off the telly, I go to whip the egg out of me arse, the fucking cord snaps off. Not only does it snap off, but the two plastic shells of the egg slightly break apart and now pinching against me colon. Now, your first thought is, well, don't worry about this, Jim, you can shit this out, but... your arsehole knows what shit is and it knows what plastic egg is and it don't fucking play cricket in this situation. Now, I don't know if you all know a lot about your colons, and nor should you. But they're made up of several channels that pump poo through. Now, I've lubed up this finger and this thumb, and I've gone up me arse after the egg. But with every grab, I pushed it further and further and further up my colon. Now up to channel 5. And we all know how shit that is. My next thought is to get like a whole lot of high fiber food, make me poo really solid, and push the egg out through pressure.
Very similar to when Augustus Gloop got stuck in the chocolate tube in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I was working on Wonka method at the time. I could have done with an Oompa Loompa with a plunger. Now, as many of you may have already realised, I'm not a doctor. I didn't know the high fibre food made your poo sloppy. It turns out the protein makes your poo hard. Ironically, I should have been eating boiled eggs. Instead, I had a shit that went around the egg. Now, we've only got a limited time together, so let's just jump forward to day number 3. I decided it was up my ass for another day, I was going to go to hospital. My biggest fear was going to hospital in a foreign country with my accent and going, "You'll never guess what's happened to me." But being Holland, there's a good chance you could go, "You have an egg up your ass?" Go join the queue with the other Australians. On day number 3, I had a Chinese dinner. And I kept me chopsticks. Now, I've gone back to my hotel. I've bent over. At this moment, I've thought to myself, you probably should have gone to the Anne Frank Museum. I put one chopstick on top of the egg in a crowbarring fashion. The other one I used to widen the hole. In one motion, I snapped this egg out of my ass, followed by 2 feet of shit. It was at this moment I thought to myself, should have done that in the bathroom. Thanks a lot. Good night. Bye-bye.
Like a bottle, she like a Coke bottle, she like a Coke bottle. your daddy. Smack it, beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceive it. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. I'm back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low, like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on them, I keep them at
them.
I'm
deep in them.
Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
People forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying,
"Hey! Who put the dick on the snowman? Andy Barris, the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Who put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me? You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm gonna beat your ass."
Oh, man. Can't get enough of Christmas music, people. You know what I'm saying? You can't get enough. Oh, I'm talking about. Oh, man. Let me be everybody back up in here and let y'all know what the hell I'm in.
Talking about the Christmas cards, that reminds me.
Got a big ass head, or is he just real close to the camera?
No, he's a small guy, so he has a big ass hat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I was looking like. Like one of the music. Got a big ass head on.
I don't send out Christmas cards. It's a pain in the ass to keep up who to send and what and blah, blah, blah. And every year, I get a Christmas card that is aimed for the wrong people. It's a few streets down, and every year I say to them, hey, this is delivered at the wrong address, and every year I get the same Christmas card at the wrong address again.
Damn.
Your music is loud, by the way.
Oh. Hint, hint, hint. You know what I'm saying?
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go. And we're back, people, too early. Goddamn it, too early for Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Switching this thing up.
it's weird, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came in early. They started the early show thinking there wouldn't be nobody in here this early. Everybody in here 5 minutes before the goddamn show even start. What the shit is that?
You already know.
I'm homesick.
All about the love.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, Alexander popped up in here just like, what?
Yeah, I'm looking in the chat room and we need to do a donation to get Alexander a real doll for Christmas. Alexander wants a real doll, so
It would definitely take the world to get that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I can hit my local sex shop, you know what I'm saying, and get you one of them Jim Jeffries.
it's a strange part of the world, Singapore. You can get chewing gum, but you can't get a real doll.
Hey. Damn, the damn video just downloaded. Man, that's crazy. You can smoke weed, but you can't chew chewing gum.
No. You can't smoke weed.
In Singapore?
In Singapore, if you want to go to jail for life, you should smoke weed, yeah.
Okay.
If not worse, by the way. If not worse.
Why is up my audio? I'm looking at the video you just sent me. And, okay, I swear to God. Yeah, this is on YouTube, though. But this is this is the whole show. Damn, this bitch clear too. Damn, it's a good ass video. I got to open it up with Windows Media Player, I think.
Yeah, it does.
I have the Geom.
But that's the DVD rip. That's the same of most of the YouTube videos, but then in a row. And the part with the rubber cunt, when he's retarded in the retirement home, he does it even more funny. He does, I fucked the rubber cunt! I fucked it! Wednesday pudding day!
people, you actually have to be on this show to understand the, you know, total... Hey, put that link in there again, because I actually played it, and I didn't...
Save it.
Yes, I should have saved it.
It's
drugs equal hanging. Damn. Well, look, I ain't even going there to visit. You know what I'm saying? I might have got a seed in my pocket and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn! I forgot that seed. There you go.
Alright. There you go. Yeah. Pass you the link.
Alright, got it. Okay, here we go. So, Heavenly Angel, what you gonna be buying the little granddaughter, you know what I'm saying? What's she getting this year?
Grandson.
Oh. Alright, well, my grandkids, goddammit. Shit.
Well, I may get him a toy, that's it. He's got some stuff, and I really don't want New Christmas. It's not about that.
Damn right. Should get everybody punk ass over there. God damn it, y'all motherfucking play some games or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Whip out the old game of life. You know what I'm saying? Stop.
Yep, just played that yesterday with my daughter.
And Alexander... I don't give a damn if any underage listeners are listening, because this show is set that it's super X-rated, goddammit. So if one of the kids happen to be listening to this through iTunes or one of them outsourced networks, well, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? The goddamn kids are letting them listen to worse on garbage-ass radio stations, you know what I'm saying, that we have definitely down here. I mean, you'll hear ass, bitch. And all other kind of words on the radio station. You know what I'm saying? And it's that you riding down the street listening with your kids too. And you know, at least I encourage people to know, hey, don't motherfucking listen to this show around your kids. You know? Please send them to bed. It is not kitty time. Yeah, I know. You just woke up, send them back to bed.
Shit.
I know y'all just woke up, but send them back to bed. It is not kitty time. Not up in here. So,
alrighty.
And I had to give that And my public service announcement.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right.
I wonder why we even celebrate Christmas in December.
Okay, run it.
I don't think that Jesus Christ was born in December. What are sheep herders doing outside in the middle of the winter in December?
What does a prophet got to do with motherfucking Christmas anyway? The Lord was one of many prophets that had been here. You know what I'm saying? So everybody keep getting this whole thing of God. God was just a prophet. He was just one of many prophets that came here, deliver a prophecy, just like you got these fake, fluky motherfuckers in the churches now. You know what I'm saying? And they delivering prophecy. But these people that's in churches now, they just, you know, kicked out the notion of talking to one person, and now they have many people. So that's how they can keep the confusion up. You know what I'm saying? Now you don't know who the fuck to go to get the truth. You go to this church, they say one thing. You go two blocks down, they say the same thing, but just in a different way. Three blocks down, the same thing, but then it's just, so how the fuck y'all telling the same story, but you got your own versions to it?
Where is the love? That's new promo. Love. You ain't got no love, you ain't got nothing.
I got a new promo. Check it out.
Don't forget to check out Reggae Game Radio. Now over 20,000 listeners. Live on blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. Live on
at 12
p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host, Captain Smell So Good, International Co-host. All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call 347-237-5125. The
end
show live on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Check us out.
Yeah. We could always celebrate Christmas the Seinfeld way. Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus? Ain't he he's Jewish, though, ain't he?
I don't know. It was George.
Yeah, Seinfeld's
father.
Jewish.
Yeah, but I don't think it was Seinfeld itself that celebrated Festivus. It was George's dad that celebrated Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us. Look at people. Y'all give me. There's some foreign.
Hey, you smoking?
Some foreign air circulating throughout my lungs just then. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it got in now. I had to exhale it. Okay, we back. But this is why I say for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Since we in a so-called failing economy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Re-implement the gift-giving program. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is just, well, you ain't getting a specific gift for somebody, you know what I'm saying? You just getting a gift. So when your family come together, everybody go and just pick a fucking gift up. If you don't like the gift, you get one chance to goddamn switch it up, bam, there you go. So it wouldn't matter, you know what I'm saying, if a person got a $100 gift. It wouldn't matter if a person went out there and spent $2. You know what I'm saying? And that takes the stress out of it. You know, that makes it, that brings family together. You make a game out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be Christmas about family and family time and getting together. It's the second family time, you know what I'm saying, after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the first, and then you got Christmas. New Year's, you ain't going to see a motherfucking person. They go everybody out to somebody's house trying to open up the new year their own way, you know what I'm saying, with their own families, which is how it should be. It's a new year, you know what I'm saying? And the way you start your new year is going to reflect your entire year. This is why they tell you to clean your house out, you know what I'm saying? Make sure your house clean and shit before the new year, because you don't want to bring in a dirty house. If you bring in your dirt from your past into your future, then that's how it's going to be. So don't bring in the dirt from the new year into your new year, you know what I'm saying? Start it out clean. You know, and if it's just your, if this is your first time washing all year, goddamn it, then let this be it.
What was your most boring New Year celebration?
My most boring?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, last year I opened it up with moms, you know what I'm saying? We were hanging out, chilling. That was cool. And then, but see, I'm always at a club. I'm always at a club every year. It don't even matter to me. I'm at
okay.
some club.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was already that wasted that I went to play Halo and forgot about the time until somebody said, hey, Happy New Year. What?
They played it straight through New Year. Hey, nah. Well, I have been so high in the past couple of years that, yeah, New Year's was like 12:05 and shit. You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year! Oh, my bad. You know, that time delay kicked in. You know what I'm saying? I was temporarily impaired. And, you know, once we opened up the door, you know what I'm saying, it was already past New Year's. But hey.
Well, that's the first thing I do at 12:01, the first smoke of the year.
Oh, shit. I'm smoking, shit, 11:58, 59. Well, every roll of a new blunt at 12:01. Yeah. Yep. Put that one out. Fire this one up. There you go. You gotta have that.
Play the last blunt. Link that I put in there.
You got to play. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna have a 2-foot blunt. And everybody seen my blunts, right? Y'all seen how
I've
big
seen
my blunt is?
36-inch blunt.
That's how. Oh, hold on. Let me drop my link. I'll play that.
I want some lollipops for Christmas.
This is for Alexander. Hola, Mari Torres. Hey, pow, pow. Oh, and the solution, Mr. Mike. That's my boxing sound effects. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady up in it. Well, gone. Spoke up, and she's gone. Mr. Side Night, Tote 64, and everybody hanging out on the Starship Speller Prize. Ms. Heavenly Angel is ready to kick anybody in the head, so if y'all want to call in, 347-237-5125 and get kicked in the head for the holidays, please do. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real good.
Yeah.
You know? Get that leg warmed up, girl. Get that leg warmed up.
It's already.
See if you might want to call in and get kicked in the head. All right, here we go. Yeah, kicking in the head is like a wusu moment.
Come get your
kick of serenity. That's how the Mari Torres and Mr. Mike, man, they do the wusa Wednesday. She plays this damn old Kung Fu Joe type music and shit, Mr. Miyagi music and shit, and you know, you be at one, you know what I'm saying? I like that. I like the show, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice twist over there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go and check that out. Woosa Wednesdays. And I got my own Woosa music, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Woosa?
Woosa.
Titties and bear.
Woosu.
Woosa.
Titties and bear. Titties and bear.
Oh, yeah, this calls me down. Oh, yeah.
Titties and bear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and bear.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and bear.
There's one thing that
Tough Love Tuesday. Tough Love Tuesday on the Mari Torres Show, BIM Radio Network. Make sure y'all check it out, blogtalkradio.com/Mari.
Torres. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Oh, yeah.
When will they make a new version of this song? I don't drink beer.
Oh. Oh, I can't. Real quick, people.
Yes, boy, DJ smells so good. Like a game of the tank. Meeting everybody out there. To text 38909. That's Wild 94.1. And request Miss John New. New hit single, I'm That Bitch. Representative people.
Yeah.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
He's trying to come.
Yeah, that was a little, you know. I overlooked that one, though. I had to let that play. Yeah. I understood what he's saying. So he's trying to come on board.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. Anybody got to watch on? You got to watch on what we about to get on. Send out the news, people.
I'm going to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. At the top of the hour, too early for Tuesday, we had the Nutty News. Nutty News of the day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
All right, Nutty News today. Let's get our Christmas music going on in the background. Okay.
You can't quite make it out.
This has got 22 million hits.
22 million hits?
Can you believe it?
How long has it been up there? 5 years?
Since 2007.
Whoa. How the hell does that get so many hits?
Ain't no god. Well, just like that. Goddamn heaven angels. Shit. And everybody else sending it. Hey, check this out. And there you go. 22 million hits.
Oh, yeah. She has 22 million friends on Facebook, and she posted it there.
Everybody at once. Check it out. Bam. All right. Well, let me get my own Christmas jingle back on up in here. Let me get the first little half of the Nutty News started, people. It's 12 Pains of Christmas in the background. Oh, yeah. Over here in Wisconsin, a woman bites off husband's tongue just in time for the holidays. A Wisconsin woman is accused of biting off her husband's tongue as he was giving her a good night kiss. Ugh. The man is in his late 70s. Called authorities about 11 p.m. That's probably why you shouldn't be kissing at no motherfucking 70s. So, ugh. You got to pull your dentures out and shit. Ugh. But was having trouble speaking. An ambulance was dispatched to the house. The woman in her late 50s threw a coffee cup at paramedics.
I wonder what the excuse was. Oh, sorry, the spring system of my fake teeth is broke.
Damn. Anybody think she deserves an award?
It was lucky it was only a stung.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Still fucked up. To the wife.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And we'll run it back with the new hit single, Dick in the Box. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, ladies, make sure y'all look on your mailbox for the Dick in the Box. Only $19.95. Your husband may have purchased it for you. All right. The animal rights group over in New York, PETA, said the police department deserved the award for replacing glue traps that make for a slow and cruel death with devices that snap the neck of a mice and kill them instantly. PETA says mice break their bones and rip their flesh and fur as they struggle to escape from glue traps. They usually die of starvation, dehydration, and exhaustion. Who the fuck is PETA?
PETA. That's the organization.
Man, you know, ladies, I know y'all know who PETA is. You know what I'm saying. But I'm saying the other PETA.
What seat are you referring to?
So keep it moving. Hey, keep it moving. Over here in Idaho, family travels with winning ticket locked in a safe.
What?
Yeah. A family holding an Idaho lottery ticket worth $1 million wasn't taking any chances while traveling from their home in Brigham City, Utah, to claim their winnings in Boise. Sisters Cindy Flint and Carol Olson, along with their mother Donna Flint, made the nearly 300-mile trip to Idaho with their ticket locked in a fireproof safe. Cindy Flint says she went a step further and slept with the safe in her hotel bed.
What a way of drawing attention to what you're holding, by the way.
Yeah, I'm saying, big ass safe. Get the fuck out of here. It's a check. It's a ticket. What the fuck?
Well, what is she wearing in there? The laundry?
They going to get a damn silver platinum titanium briefcase with fucking handcuffs on it and don't think that's noticeable. Now, ain't nobody going to think nothing in here. Come the hell on. Anyway, in Italy, a python is found guarding cocaine. The cocaine. Yes, the cocaine. Police in Italy said they had to evade a white python to plant listening devices near the cocaine stash of a drug ring in the Neapolitan Camaro Mafia. Investigators said in announcing the arrest of 25 suspects in Caserta that officers had to sneak past. How the hell you sneak past a snake? You know what I'm saying? You don't sneak past no python. You just feed it, and then when that bitch fools, you go on by, do your thing. That's probably what they did. Which alleged drug ring members used to protect their cocaine stash to plant listening bugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too impressed with a snake as some kind of god dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, taser that motherfucker and let's keep it moving.
When you got three Dobermans in there, I will be. I'm not going in there. But the snake?
Yeah, snake. Man. Throw that bitch a rabbit, and you good to go. Oh, sorry, you rabbit people out there. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. Throw him a rat. Yeah, there you go. At least you won't get caught up in a glue trap. You know what I'm saying? You get quick death.
Ouch.
Quick death. Over here, and guess where? Da 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 da.
Florida.
We're in Seattle, people. Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Where a game of dominoes leads to the shooting of two people. You got to have heard about this. You ain't hear about this woman? You don't know what's going on in your backyard.
What's going on?
Oh. An argument over a game of dominoes might have led to the shooting of two people in Auburn. A 23-year-old Auburn man is in Harborview Medical Center in Seattle with a gunshot wound to his cheek. The injury to the man was not life-threatening. A 48-year-old woman who lives next door to the man was shot in an upper shoulder and taken to Auburn Regional Medical Center. She was in her home when a bullet came through the wall.
Damn. A nice game of dominoes.
Domino bits. Pow, pow, pow. Shooting it up. All right. I read that old news. And damn it, what the new news at? What kind of shit is this? This is old news. Price, Bigfoot, man shot in the library with a bow and arrow. Didn't I read that? Oh, I guess I forgot to read that one. Yeah. Over here in Canada, a man is shot with a crossbow. In the library. Told you, motherfucker, to shut the hell up while I read my book.
Oh. What is this, a game of Cluedo now? Miss Williams,
yeah,
why don't
you
stop
go
it?
To the library no more, people. Damn, they killing it up everywhere. A Canadian man was charged with first-degree murder for allegedly fatally shooting a man in the back with a crossbow in a busy Toronto library filled with mothers and children. Zhu Fang, 24, appeared in court to face the murder charge a day after Sai Chang. Fang Chang. What the hell is up with y'all the ink pang ink pang pangs?
Insane.
In the membrane. Oh. 52 was killed in the library about an hour after a nearby school let out for the day.
Damn.
Y'all motherfuckers tripping. In Massachusetts.
If you die in the library, do you have to die quietly?
No, what?
Hey, you! Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. That was tasteless. That was tasteless. To the fallen soldier. Yeah, and to the shooter.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know. Right. And we're back. All right, check this out. Over in Massachusetts, a money-saving effort in Braintree, Massachusetts. What the Braintree? What the hell is that? Went awry when squirrels chew through wires on lights strung on 4 of 8 Christmas trees. Take that, bitches. Y'all lighting up my home. Shit. Mayor Joseph Sullivan said the city left lights on trees on the town hall mall last year to save the cost of taking them down and putting them back up. Well, that's what the fuck you get. You invading somebody else's home. I mean, what the fuck you thinking? People, listen here. I mean, just because you put shit around nature, that don't mean nature ain't going to fuck with it. Nature sees it as something else to play with. So, nature going to naturally do what nature do. Tear that shit up. There you go. But, you know, to me, you invading somebody else's home, though. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck that. Get your shit right. Get your shit out of my home. Anyway, over here in China, statue made of... Oh, man. Hell no.
Yeah?
Statue made of panda dung. Yeah, panda shit, people. All you non-dung-knowing motherfuckers out there. Is sold for $45,000.
Wow.
Damn, that shit.
Some real shit there.
Did you say panda shit?
Panda shit.
That's cool. Jim Jeffries has a cool bit about pandas.
I bet you that shit ain't worth $45,000.
I don't know. Maybe you should take a look at his bank account.
Hey, that's some shit. Oh. All right. A former Swiss ambassador to China turned art collector has forked out 300,000 yuan or $45,000. For a replica of the famed Venus de Milo statue made from panda dung. This statue was the main talk of the show, I'm pretty sure. Attracting people not because it was a replica of a famous sculpture, but because of the material from which, you know what I'm saying, from which it was made. From time to time, people get closer to the statue and smell this yellow Venus, and some claim it smells nice. Fucking shit smellers. Damn shit smellers. Y'all shit smellers, man. That's crazy. People make money out of anything. That shows you right there, people. Your shit is worth something.
You better not make a statue out of my shit.
Oh, man. I heard of some expensive shit before, but you know. All right, people, and we're moving on. Over here in Colombia, 8 years in jail for a man who killed 4,000 people.
8 years for 4,000 people. That's a good deal.
Right. That sounds like America, though. Yo, did I say that? My bad.
Yeah,
a former paramilitary commander in Colombia known as the Iguana, who ordered the killing of more than 4,000 people, was sentenced to 8 years in prison under an amnesty program. Yeah. Jorge Ivan Laverde admitted to directly killing 100 people and ordering the killings of 4,000 others. A Colombian court initially sentenced Laverde to only 40 years. What? But the sentence was changed to 8 years, aimed at healing the wounds of past fighting. Y'all motherfuckers are smoking crack. Y'all is smoking crack.
How many people was it? 4,000? 2,000?
4,000 people?
4,000?
It's fucking crazy. Well, goddamn, that brings a new meaning.
It is a good day to die.
8 years, that's a walk in the park.
That is a
life.
Yeah, anyone not damn.
Or the death penalty.
My brother got 3 years, life, three life sentences, and he ain't killed nobody. This motherfucker killed 4,000 people and still only got 40 years. Fuck that.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
He shouldn't be put to death. It will be way too easy for him.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
No.
Then it's over with. If you kill him, it's over with. He's done with the sentence right away.
I'm about capital punishment, though. Me personally, man. Hey, you take a life. Yeah,
eye for an eye.
Yeah, eye for an eye. What the Bible say? Fuck it. Hey, why you gonna? I was gonna feed you. You know what I'm saying? That reminds me of this song. You know? Yeah.
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas.
You know?
Love, friendship, and spending time with the family.
You know?
Mama'd be inside fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs.
You know?
And I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying,
get your ass out of here.
Put the dick on the snowman and embarrass the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me.
Right. Right. I had to cut it off then because, you getting a little x-rayed there, Pops. You know what I'm saying? Over in California, Charles Manson busted with a cell phone in
cell
prison.
Phone. Yeah.
He's still
How
alive.
Is that possible? Yeah, I wonder.
He's still alive. All right. The murderous cult leader was one of thousands of California inmates busted with a cell phone, which he used to call unidentified people in California, New Jersey, Florida, and British Columbia. It's troubling that he had a cell phone since he's a person who got other people to murder on his behalf, said Terry Thornton, a spokeswoman for the California Department of Correction. No, it's troubling that you motherfuckers got cell phones circulating around in the goddamn prison. And I'd be the first one to tell you, I spoke with my brother, you know what I'm saying, over the phone, on a cell phone, from his buddy next door who had a goddamn cell phone. I said, man, there ain't no fucking way. He's like, man, I'm calling you right back. That motherfucker called me right back. I said, what the fuck is going on? This is the world you live in, people. This is the world you live in. Over here in Texas, man is injured when droid screen explodes. Damn. This is for all you droid users out there. You might want to be careful of your damn cell phone. A North Texas man talking on his cell phone was rushed to a hospital after his phone apparently exploded. Aaron Embry was at a Ray Elementary in Cedar Hill at the time of the incident. The man said he had just finished a call when he said he heard a loud pop. He then felt something trickling down his face, and it was blood. The glass on the face of the Motorola Droid smartphone apparently shattered. He said he had just purchased it 2 days ago.
He got a secret text message from the Secret Service. This message will self-destruct in 60 seconds.
Oh, well, I thought Charles Manson, I thought they killed Charles Manson. I didn't know you were still alive. Well,
maybe
these people, they thought the motherfucker was dead. They just told on him, huh? The motherfucker using cell phones and shit. They're supposed to have been dead. Look at this shit, people. And this is the problem with the United States. You know what I'm saying? We keep trash up. You know what I'm saying? Why are you babysitting trash? That is trash. And all the motherfuckers should be taken out. Motherfucking whoever want to put the pistol in their hand and shoot them, get the gun. Here you go. Okay, thank you. That's enough, motherfucker. We ain't got to hire. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of people who just want to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Just because. So line all their asses up. Let these old crazy motherfuckers go out and have some good fun. Take them off. There you go. Let the family go on out there. Mow them down. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Over in Washington, dicks on chicks. That's Washington, D.C. people. The obesity problem has been solved. Yeah. No more bake sales. Boy, y'all is on crack. Man, get off of the crack. Crack kills people. All right. Crack, well, for some people, it makes them work harder. You know what I'm saying? But others, it kills. You know? I'm just saying. Oh, man, this is going to be a little interesting. Let's get on into it. How about that? A child nutrition bill on its way to President Barack Obama and, championed by the First Lady, gives the government power to limit school bake sales and other fundraisers that health advocates say sometimes replace wholesome meals in the lunchroom. People, it ain't been a goddamn wholesome meal in the lunchroom since I've been in motherfucking elementary school. That's why they tell you motherfucking brown bag your shit and bring you a goddamn lunch from home. Cause they ain't giving you nothing in the motherfucking, and that's why they offer Pizza Hut and all this other kind of bullshit in school now. Cause the goddamn regular lunch ain't up to par. You know what I'm saying? Feeding jailhouse meals to your kids. But anyways, Republicans, notably Sarah Palin, who the cares about that, and public school organizations decry the bill as an unnecessary intrusion on a common practice often used to raise money, which is true for the schools. It's not like they do the shit year-round. All year long. They do it, you know, for different occasions to raise money for different causes. And I don't think that is affecting their education. Moreover, as you motherfuckers keep taking all the goddamn money and you know, putting it into war and all this other kind of shit instead of putting the money back into buying fucking school books and computers and shit like that and getting our kids, you know what I'm saying, on the same level as China. Yeah, y'all worrying about the goddamn school lunch, though. That shows you the priority of your government. Hard and not working. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? Oops.
They're working for their own pocket.
In Afghanistan, Obama forgets the Coast Guard. Who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do they do? You know, I mean, the Coast Guard. That's like National Guard. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do they do? Oh, my bad. My bad. Obama needed a little help from the troops in Afghanistan as he thanked the military branches for their work. But forgot to mention the Coast Guard. I didn't know there was a branch in the military. Ooh, my bad. I thought it was fishermen with guns. My bad.
fishing for men, all right.
I think we've got every service here tonight, Obama said. He then called on the branches as their members cheered. We've got Army! We've got Navy! We've got Air Force!
We got Coast Guard.
I think we have a few Marines around, too. Moving to his remarks, Obama said, now here in Afghanistan, then someone in the crowd shouted out, Coast Guard! Coast Guard, Obama repeated. Is that what I heard? Ah, damn. Obama, you know how to play it off. Well, you are never making it to the movies. You are never making it to the movies. See it. You're supposed to play that off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Coast Guard. Whoa, yeah. I didn't know that, but all right. Yeah, Coast Guard. You know. See it. I guess people, you know, ain't always good at, covering their tracks. You missed that one, Obama. You missed that train.
Coast Guard.
Quick shout out to Mr. Alexander 84 representing Singapore. You know what I'm saying? Country of the no chew gum. You know what I'm saying? Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Home of Washington. Too close to Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? Mari Torres and Mr. Mike up in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to L.A., California. Yeah. And Miss Computer Lady representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I want to say Ohio's. You know what I'm saying? You know, all my ladies. You know, in that area. Mr. Sinai representing the Netherlands. Mr. Sinai.
Yeah, I can't make it.
Yeah, you know that. You know, and of course, Mr. Torque. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. Torque is. Torque, Pennsylvania?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Torque, yeah, Pennsylvania. All right, shout out to, and also Mr. Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. You know, speaking of Mr. Easy Rider.
Bubba here to talk to you about Bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at Bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Where else can you get that? Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com right now.
And don't forget,
Save the clock tower.
Oh, my bad. Jeez, people, what does marijuana do? I don't know, because I don't smoke it. I inhale it. You know what I'm saying? Over here in Kansas, too much Christmas spirit bothers neighbors. Goddamn right. Mike Babbix's passion for the holiday has driven him to adorn his home in this Kansas City suburb with more than 1,000 figures that go up to his rooftop. Babbix, 69, said his 250,000 visitors each year based on a vehicle counter he installed. But some neighbors say Babbix's creation has become too popular. Cars, limousines, and tour buses sometimes block the street and driveways, and visitors trudge across their lawns, with some pausing to relieve themselves. Well, that's why y'all should have porta potties and charge bitches to use the bathroom. Bam! Neighbors ain't motherfucking on their grind, man. See, the neighbors ain't on their grind. See, I'll be out that bitch selling hot cocoa and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cookies and all that Christmas shit, you know? Candy canes for the kids. You know? Shit, I got it all. Fuck.
Hey, I could do with some hot cocoa.
How about the special lollipops?
Oh, yeah, and I got a little special hot cocoa, too. You know what I'm saying? A little whiskey off in that thing. Yeah, spice it on up for you.
No, not for me, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
How about the rum balls?
I got the rum balls right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, how about that? Sorry, people. I forgot. We're on
the
radio.
Already know.
Shouts out to City Baby Powder Fresh Jay, who I just seen online through Skype. Shouts out to all the people using Skype. And shouts out to Mr. Goopy Bone, somewhere out there. Over here in Canada, a woman's body is found in a recycling bin. Police call it suspicious.
Suspicious, yeah.
Like, no, that ain't suspicious. It's in a goddamn recycling bin. The discovery of a dead woman among cardboard materials at a Winnipeg area recycling complex has prompted a police investigation. RCMP have deemed the death of an elderly woman whose body at one point been in a recycling bin in the city suspicious. Another waste company's truck driver leaving the site said he believes the woman would have almost certainly been a homeless person trying to escape the cold.
The police will not say if a crime is the cause of the death.
That is fucked up. Well, she died just in time for Christmas. Oh!
I see they told you I was a pig.
My bad. Yep, it's suspicious, people. Yeah. And we're moving on. In California, I got two more for you, people, two more for you. Man mails hundreds of live tarantulas.
Nice.
Yeah. And how did they get that shit through the mail, though? A German man has been arrested on animal smuggling charges after he allegedly mailed hundreds of live tarantulas to customers in the United States. Steven Koppler, 37, was busted when he arrived in Los Angeles to meet with an associate. The federal probe of Koppler began in March when agents intercepted a package headed for L.A. that contained about 300 tarantulas.
It must be small tarantulas, I guess.
Yeah, for breeding and shit.
Hey, if you have 300 tarantulas in your house, and you're sure that there are 300, and you count them just before bed, and there are only 299, do you think that you will sleep well?
Believe that, people. Believe that. Oh, man, that's scary. Over in Illinois, shouts out to everybody over there in Chi-Town. Principal is clocked at 103 miles per hour in a 45-mile... It don't matter what zone. It ain't don't matter what fucking zone. 103 miles per hour is nowhere in the United States. You know what I'm saying? I think the highest I've ever seen was 70. The highest speed zone I ever seen was 70. It might be 80 in some states. It might be 80. But it damn sure ain't going to be no motherfucking 90 to 100. Yeah. This ain't Germany, motherfucker. I guess he must have just came back from Germany and shit. I did have that problem, people, when I came back from Germany. And that's why I got my first 3 tickets. Because, you know, you're in the habit of speed. You know what I'm saying? You're in the habit of just everywhere you go. I'm riding. I mean, yeah, now that was literally me when I got home.
You don't want to know how many tickets German people get when they cross the border.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy because you just used to getting it, you know, maxing it. Shit. But the principal of a suburban Chicago school could face up to a year in jail after he was clocked driving 103 miles per hour in a 45 miles per hour zone, police said. Police, blah, blah, squaw, 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 said Lawrence Bidlack, 46, principal of Geneva Middle School North, was pulled over after he was clocked driving more than 103 miles per hour in Campton Hills and is now facing a misdemeanor charge with a possible one-year sentence. But they ain't going to give him that just because he's the principal and he'll get a lawyer and they'll plead out the probation and fines.
Well,
and
actually, he should get the punishment just because he is a principal. You know.
Yeah, he should, but that's just like the chick that got off down here after killing two kids and injuring two other kids, and she was a motherfucking school teacher that just left the fucking schoolhouse.
Yeah, but as a school teacher or a principal or somebody in the army, you have an example to the rest of the people.
Right. Hell yeah. But, you know, taking lives period. You know what I'm saying? She hit the kids and ran. She ain't even stopping to look after her. She hit the bitches, ran, went to the house, and the parents cleaned the car, washed the car, then they called the lawyer. And she spent 2 hours in jail.
2 hours
now,
in jail. All right.
2 hours in jail. Now, that's your American justice. You know what I'm saying? Jennifer Porter. Anybody want to look it up? Look it up. It's all over the headlines. Jennifer Porter. And that happened right here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? And I went to school with a girl that lost the kids, lost two other kids, and the other two kids permanently fucked up for the rest of their lives.
That
but
only
anyway.
Happens here when it's a sports figure or something like that, when he plays for a major soccer team or somebody like that. It happened to an 18-year-old soccer player, but he was that good that he merely got punishment. And yeah, after his career, he was rich. He made millions, played for Ajax, Barcelona, and more.
That's out of the world, do you, people? Over here in Peru, prisoner kills, then buries girlfriend inside jail.
Inside jail. Were they both in jail, or how did that happen?
Oh, okay. A prisoner murdered his girlfriend and buried her body in his cell, where it lay undetected for 3 months. Dutchman Jackson Conquest confessed to strangling
who?
Leslie Paradis Conquest.
No, Conquest? No. What was the first thing that you said?
Oh, the Dutchman.
The Dutchman?
Oh, yeah, people. He came all the way from the goddamn Netherlands to fucking kill a bitch in prison. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, but how does that work? Was the woman in the same prison, or did he first break out, kill the woman, bring the woman back in?
She visited him. She was visiting him at his Peruvian jail. He killed her after she said she wanted to end their relationship and hid the body under a concrete bench he built over her grave.
Alrighty, and how about security visiting?
Got a prison, dude. Y'all got going on. Bitches got wood chop drills and hammers and shit to build benches and shit in the cell. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man.
I've never heard of jail where you actually visit the prisoner in his own cell.
And his goddamn man. Okay, first of all,
Congratulations.
Yo, to the chick, man. Damn. And to the murderer.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And this award goes to the prison who let the goddamn body lay stankin' for three months. Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's nasty. That's your security, people. That shows.
Are you not gonna know that she's not there?
She had to sign in. Y'all don't have fucking sign in and get badges and shit before you go visit a bitch. Y'all just let motherfuckers just walk
that
in and
chick?
Shit.
Come on.
Hey, I wanna go see that murderer in CLA. Can I go call that him?
How
all
about
right.
The police in that town? That woman was supposedly reported missing 3 months ago. And in 3 months of investigation.
The last motherfucker she visited, duh. What the fuck? Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. All right, over here in Illinois, high school student is scalped with a power drill in class.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Damn. Lions, yeah, I guess y'all ain't lying on this one, township high school senior, is recovering after she was essentially scalped in an accident with a power drill. How the fuck is that an accident? With a power drill during a stagecraft class, the girl's father said. He said the incident occurred in a class to build sets and scenery at the LT North campus for juniors and seniors in LaGrange. A 20-year-old male student in the class approached her from behind. He stuck the power drill in her hair and turned it on. How the fuck is that an accident?
Sorry, I'm laughing, but...
What the fuck is the accident?
Okay. That will be fun. No, it will not.
Y'all smoking crack, people. Goddamn accidents. Man, blatant murders and shit. What the? Gotta keep moving, people. Washington dicks on chicks. Reporters put on watch list after criticizing TSA. Well, I hate to see when I'm trying to go fly, boy, because if they ever hear these goddamn archives, shit.
What a steal,
man. I'm going to be taking a canoe everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Your ass can't fly nowhere. Fuck around with the airlines. It's all good. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? CNN journalist Drew Griffin was put on a TSA watch list immediately after he filed reports critical of the organization. Former Congressman Bob Barr filed a Freedom of Information Act request, which demanded to know if the TSA had categorized those leading the charge against evasive security measures, namely Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, and John Tyner, via the websites drudgereport.com and prisonplanet.com as domestic extremists. That is some fucked up shit, people. Y'all see how they're trying to do you now.
I'm in that boat.
Yeah, I'm in that boat. Shit. I believe in a lot of shit that Alex Jones, you know what I'm saying, be believing in and pushing for. You know?
Oh, yeah, but Alex Jones does that for a living, so you gotta understand he takes everything. Everything that you hand him, he will take. He will.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he will do a lot of investigation. If he only suspects something is true, he will run the story. He has to make some money each month so to feed himself and his kids and all that.
He just had a little killing problem. God damn, man. That's weird. That's too fucked up. All right. Give me your last 6. Goddammit. There we go. 6 articles left, and we're out of here. In Kansas, a vet is charged for stalking Westboro Baptist Church.
How can you stalk a church?
Prosecutors charged Newell, 26, with 5 misdemeanors, including stalking and 3 counts of criminal use of a firearm. Well, okay. In an incident involving the Phelps family of Topeka's Westboro Baptist Church. He also was charged with false impersonation of a law enforcement officer, and the Phelps family often protests at military funerals, saying that the deaths of soldiers are God's way of punishing the country for homosexuality. Damn.
Right.
Thank God for dead soldiers. You're going to hell, and don't pray for the USA. And this is what this motherfucker is standing with her goddamn little, probably 8-year-old son. And y'all wondering what the fuck is wrong with the United States. Right. Yeah. Toto and motherfucking Dorothy, I don't think they living in Kansas no more. Yeah. Click, click. In Minnesota. Woman sets home on fire, then stabs herself with a screwdriver.
Damn.
People, I just have to let you know, this is the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? These are real articles, just real nutty. That's why you really don't hear them, you know what I'm saying, on your headlines. But the head is lying. 49-year-old woman torched her Apple Valley home while her husband was inside.
Damn.
Talking about a burning bed, goddammit. He wouldn't lie down for me to burn him in bed, so I had to set the whole house on fire.
At least she didn't cut his dick off.
She sat in a vehicle near the blaze and stabbed herself in the chest. God damn! What the screwdriver?
Crazy stuff there.
Damn, people some tough motherfuckers, people. God damn! Police were called about 9:15 a.m. to fire, prompting the woman to flee. How the fuck she flee? After a vehicle was stopped in Eagan, officers approached the vehicle and saw the woman using a hammer to pound the screwdriver into her chest.
God, I've heard it all, man.
Fuck.
That woman's straight crazy
possessed. Damn. Oh, man. People, if that don't hurt you all over right now, fuck it. You're tougher than me, goddammit. Fucking tough.
If you are able to hit a screwdriver in your own chest
Come
with
on.
A hammer, yes, you are tougher than me.
God.
That's crazy.
Damn. Boy, I do tell you one thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Ooh. Man, that hurt me. That's like, you know, like reading that article back in the day where the girl kicked the dude in his nuts and made his nuts go into his stomach.
What?
That was an old article. That was way back in the beginning. Yeah, nothing new.
Yeah. That one hurt. That one really hurt.
Kicked them so hard. And this was just out of nowhere. She just approached the dude and just kicked him so hard that his nuts, one of his nuts went into his stomach, into his abdomen. Now that's a motherfucker. Now I was like, oh!
Damn, he didn't do it to himself. I'm sorry.
Damn,
but
I felt that. You know, I'm telling
crazy.
People, listen, if I brush my balls, you know what I'm saying, hard enough, shit. So I can imagine. You know what I'm saying? I can imagine people. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In Alabama, woman is charged in the theft of 222 library books.
At once?
Yo,
she got
man,
a library
like,
of her own.
She must have been trying to start her own library, like the dairy
I'm
farm.
Oh.
Ma'am, what are you doing with that two-story high of books? Nothing. I read a lot. Right. Librarians in Anniston, Alabama, said they knew someone was stealing thousands of dollars worth of books, and now they believe they know who did it. A jobless woman who likes to read. Right. Nothing wrong with that. Anniston police say 42-year-old Regina M. Smith was arrested on a felony theft charge after officials at the local library reported that a woman was seen stealing two books. Smith had taken 222 books valued at $5,432. Damn. She get a lot of time to read.
She should have sold them on eBay after she was done reading them.
I just should have returned the shit. Damn, people. I mean, if you're going to take something, you know what I mean? Yeah, damn, return the shit. Just read it and return the motherfucker. Damn.
Return
the library. You know what I mean? Get a library card. God damn. That was a library card for you. You could have checked the bitches out for free. She just going to debo shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the library card. I'm just going to take this shit. You know what I'm saying? Took two books at a time, so she done been in that bitch over like 100 times and shit. Probably in the same day and shit. Y'all wanted a dirty ass old woman. walking in and out the motherfucking library, she don't look suspicious and shit.
Oh,
nah,
no.
She all right. She all right. Yeah, she done banged y'all ass up for $5,000 worth of books now. Take that.
I thought it was funny that you said, return this motherfucker. What you gonna do? Hey, this guy fucked my mom. I'm here to return him.
I'm here to return the favor. You know what I'm saying? Here's your mother. Oh, man. Sorry, people. These are unscripted and unrehearsed, you know what I'm saying, jokes and everything. Let me beam somebody in. We got 570. You're live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. Vilcom.
Hey, Smelly. How's it going? It's Torque. Hey,
Mr. Torque. Turn
it's
it up.
How's it going?
Oh, that was my Torque sound. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't.
What's up, brother? How you doing today, man? Happy, I almost don't really care because it's Christmas.
Yeah, happy almost don't care Christmas, too.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I almost got it right. Cause I almost forgot what I said my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
Thanksgiving was pretty good. Did you have a decent Thanksgiving?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanks the Lord for giving, you know what I'm saying, us a reason to give. You know, at least once a year. You know what I'm saying? That's when I went around and, you know, went and
collected
seen all the fam and got my plate, got my pies, you know. And,
it's everybody's giving. Who's getting?
Oh, I gave, though. You know, I went and gave to my aunt, gave her $10, you know what I'm saying? Just put some money in her pocket. You know, gave some conversation to my grandma. I gave a lot of conversation up. Yeah, I gave a lot of conversation up for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? I normally don't do that, you know. Normally don't do that. I charge for that, you know. Or you got to listen to the radio show to get it for free. Oh, my bad. Forgot where I was at. Hey, so are you planning on, do you do the Christmas thing? Does the family celebrate the old Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
You get caught up in the shopping friends, or are you just a moderate conservative shopper?
Nah, not too much shopping anymore.
You can't be moderate and conservative, can you? I think it's a conservative shopping, and you have a moderate shopping, and you got your extreme shoppers, you know, people that just go all out and just ball out. Just, you know what I'm saying, get the kid a 2-year-old motherfucking $200 pair of Jordans and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, his ass can't even fucking walk. God damn, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. Well, people do
You've
that.
Been there. I remember in the 80s, I spent $7,000 plus on Christmas on the kids. That's a lot of people.
$7,000?
Damn.
Where were you when I needed Christmas?
In the 80s, that was a lot of parachute pants. Let me see. What was out in the 80s? That was parachute pants, Converse.
Apache helicopter.
God damn. $7,000 on Christmas? Jesus. Well, I know I'm getting something this year, Torque.
That's when I was making money. Now we're down. Now I'm down to the $70 range.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's the idea that counts. It's the idea that counts.
Hey, I can show you how to take $70 and get gifts for a goddamn 70 people.
You know?
Well, 68 people with tax. You know what I'm saying?
Tree.
Take you,
you
70
know.
Bucks.
Hell yeah. We got
get,
the Dollar Tree. Shit.
Get,
that's
get
a
for
home
70,
of a home.
Get for
you
70
get
bucks on a week and roll 70 joints.
Well, hey, that's the Christmas gifts I give to friends. You know what I'm saying? I always get them out of the way real easily. You know what I'm saying? Here's your blunt. And then I get my Christmas gift back because everybody fired up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Merry Christmas to me. Merry Christmas to me.
Got the love.
You know? You got that love to love. This is the last one, people. In England, police stop snowball calls. Oh, okay. Didn't know you had snowball calls. English County's police department is pleading with the public to stop calling the emergency line to report snowball throwing. Who the hell is Nottinghamshire police said hundreds of calls have been pouring in about snowballs since the weather took a turn for winter. We are advising people to only ring us if there is an incident with snowball throwing that it seems only police can deal with. What kind of incident would the police have to deal with?
Well, when I was a kid, we used to make snowballs the previous night and soak them in water and let them freeze for the night. So if you get hit with one of those snowballs, you will probably go to the hospital.
See, people, this is the problem. This is the problem with America. Oh, my bad. That's the Netherlands. Well, I'm just saying. You just taught us, you know what I'm saying, how to get down. Well, it ain't going to happen down here anyway, shit. We might get some water balloons, hit your ass with a frozen water balloon. But that's about all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get in Florida. I'm going to finish the last one just because I got Torque on the phone. This is coming from your hometown. This is what you need to know. In Pennsylvania, good old Google, people, the minute that it trespassed and paid damages of one whopping dollar.
Yeah, heard about that once.
Yeah, Google has admitted that it trespassed on the property of a Pittsburgh area family when one of its Street View cars photographed their home, but the search giant is only paying damages of $1.
That was
for
a proposal.
Online intrusion.
There was a proposal, and they accepted it. They didn't say, "Oh, $1, that's nowhere near enough." They said, "Okay, that's good."
Google agreed to a consent judgment with Aaron and Christine Boring. Yeah, because you motherfuckers are extremely boring. Who sued the company for posting photos of their home on a private road. You sued these motherfuckers. The only thing you got was a dollar. Y'all get a goddamn award. And you sons of bitches. Oh, the kick motherfucking.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh, man, that's too crazy.
What I want to know is, do you got your buck ready for Christmas, Millie?
Do I got my what?
Your buck.
Yeah, I gotta go around there and get my Christmas buck. Yeah, you know that. And go around there and get my Christmas buck and
about time?
Oh yeah, it's going down, you know what I'm saying?
Party.
Getting it in. It's party time. Good old home buck style, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
up, bottoms up.
That's real. You all drink eggnog? You do the eggnog deal?
I like eggnog.
You asking?
Yeah, anybody. Y'all do the eggnog deal?
Yeah, I like eggnog.
Oh, okay.
Heard of it. That's
a sprinkle of cinnamon, nutmeg.
I don't do the eggnog. I ain't that. It reminds me of something that, yeah. Drinking in doesn't go down smooth. Y'all gonna get up out of here, people, on the hottest new track. Came out for Christmas right here on Wrecking the Game Radio exclusive. You're only going to hear it here first. Dick in the Box. Oh, yeah. All
hey,
y'all
girl,
ladies out there, make sure y'all check your mailboxes.
So just sit down.
Y'all very special.
And listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Much love, how you not
now?
It's Heavenly Angel. This is Wrecking the Game Radio.
Wow, you know it's
Christmas,
and my heart is open wide.
Tell us,
I'm gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind. A gift real special, the dream of the time.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box.
Don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car.
for a week.